Teachers teach wisdom. Teachers inspire think tank thinking. Teachers teach wisdom. Teachers inspire think tank thinking. What kind of a teacher are you? What kind of a teacher am I? Do we inspire think tank thinking? Do we inspire beings to live their life harmoniously and happily? Do we inspire beings to live in their world and accomplish all of the wonderful things that come into their mind? Are we a rote teacher that teach our students rotely and say, do this, do that, that's the only way you can do it? Or do we say, what do you think about that? How do you consider that? Have you looked into that? What's your thoughts about that? True, you have read all of the great teachers on that. You have read all of the information on that. Now, all that information does you little good unless you mix it with wisdom. And when you mix it with wisdom, then beautiful things result. Then beautiful things come from the wisdom that you have mixed it with. Now, the first step in wisdom is to recognize that wisdom says it can be done. Wisdom says this is an idea that can be fulfilled, that can come forth. This is an idea that can be had. And it's not a matter that you cannot or you can do it. This is something that is. And so then your teacher teaches you to listen within yourself. Go within to that inner teacher that you are, that inner wisdom that you are. And with that inner teacher and that inner wisdom, open your thinking to all the possibilities that can possibly be. And when you listen to all the possibilities that possibly can be, you realize that life is an exciting adventure. Life is thrilling. Life is filled with all sorts of magical things that are almost unbelievable. Magical things that are we thought were inconceivable. But now we know that because I can think about it, because I can even dwell in my consciousness for an instant on it, the wisdom in me says it is already done. Now, just let it flow. Let the ideas come into your awareness of how that can be accomplished, of how that can be revealed in your world, because it's already accomplished. But it's just a matter that now it wants to be revealed. So, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. The circumstances can be a personal condition. The circumstances can be war. The circumstances can be unhappiness anywhere. The circumstances can be an object that you desire to manifest in your world. The circumstances can be a relationship you want to develop in your world. Anything at all. Anything at all. You might even think of bringing forth a new universe, bringing forth a new world, new people, all the time. New worlds, new people, new ideas. And everything is possible when you listen to the wisdom of the teacher within. Your outer teachers stimulate you to listen to that wisdom. Your outer teachers stimulate you to think. Not necessarily think before you act, but to think about. To let that inner wisdom shine forth as a fulfilled idea. And as that inner wisdom shines forth as a fulfilled idea, the idea just radiates itself forth into the universe, and you say, wow, how great that is. Wow, how wonderful that is. What an exciting time that is. And then as you do that, more and more ideas come into your mind as to how to do it. And the more and more ideas that come into your mind, they are called wisdom. They are called the way in which you put it all together, the way in which you bring out all of the great ideas in your life, the great inspirations in your world, the great attitudes you have. How do you do it? How do you bring these things forth in your world? How do you bring them out into your life? How do you express them in your everyday affairs? Well, that's wisdom. The wisdom is not so much forcing yourself upon others, but the wisdom is creating in yourself the fulfillment of every beautiful idea you have. And that's what think tank thinking is for. Because in your inner thinking, you're not thinking how not to do it or how it could not be done. You're thinking how it is already done and how you're going to reveal it in your life. The wisdom says how you're going to shine forth your ideas in all the magic and all the wonder and all the beauty that they are. And how are you going to shine them forth? Well, you're going to shine them forth as fulfilled ideas. Not something becoming, but fulfilled. You're not going to say, how do I do this? You're going to say, it is done and I am enjoying it. It is revealed to me now. It is done and I am enjoying it. That's why I have it at all in my consciousness, because it is done. That's why I have it at all in my life, because it is already done. What is your think tank thinking? What's my think tank thinking? We often have thoughts, how wonderful it'd be to do this, how wonderful it'd be to do that. What a great idea this is, what a great idea that is. And then, as we dwell upon it, we find that it always was there. We find that it is a reality. We find that, hey, this is not so far out. This is not so strange. This is not so Buck Rogers-ish. This is more of a normal scientific revelation in my life. It is something that is done now. And as I say, it's something that is done now. It is done now. It is fulfilled now. It is revealed now. It is as I wish it. And whenever you say to yourself, I can't do it, whenever you say to yourself, impossible, improbable, it's something that I will never be able to do, then you might as well get off the case right away, because you put yourself outside of the accomplishment, the expression, the living it. As a little child plays in the play box, he plays with invisible things, and he has a wonderful time playing with them. As you say to your daughter or your son, marry well. Marry someone that you love with all your heart and soul and being. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter. You don't say it doesn't matter what they look like, because it does matter what they look like. Because to your son or daughter, whoever it is that they're going to fall in love with, they are going to fall in love with that person. And you, as an observer, might say, why did they choose that person? Well, they chose that person because that was a connection between their love and the world. And as that connection was there, it was real for them. And for them, that was the most beautiful, most handsome person in the universe. It didn't matter. It didn't matter at all. Love is not blind. Love sees a depth that others often miss. But today, you can live your life. You can live in the wholeness of who you are. And you can be the magic, you can be the wonder, you can be the fulfillment of everything you are. Teachers teach us wisdom. They give us their wisdom. They give us their inspiration for us to work in our think tank and us to work on a fulfilled realization of whatever it is we desire out of life. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.